Kesef, Shabayimer B'dinner. So the Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah. And we've covered Kesef Shtar Rubia. We've covered the three Kesef Shtar Rubia. And now we're going to go to Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai says, B'dinner. My tamay with the Beis Shammai. Amar B'zeirosh ken isha makpedes al atzma ve'ein miskadeshes b'pachem. It's pachos medinner. The Gemara is going to have two pshatim in Beis Shammai. The first pshat, Reb Zeira. Shekein isha makpedes al atzma ve'ein miskadeshes pachos medinner. Beis Shammai holds that women are makped. Right, the Havamina, what does that mean? Beis Shammai holds that women are makbid, that since women are makbid on a dinner, so therefore it's never a kedusha with less than a dinner. So that's the Havamina. So then we should go straight to the Maskana of Reb Zeira. Amale Abaye Lameyata Kimbi. Kogain Bante de Reb Yane de Kapin and Avshayav Lai Nakachi Pachas Metakabra de dinner. If you have Bante de Reb Yane, who are makbid on much more money, Hachanami. He pushed a yada v'kibla chazuz and me'acher. Achinami d'lo yav a kedushin. You think if she agrees to do it with one zuz, a zuz and a dinner are the same thing. If she's makabel a zuz from somebody, achinami d'lo yav a kedushin. You think it's not the same thing? Amalei pushed a yada v'kibla loikamina. Here of Zeir's chiddush that if a woman is pushed a yada and she accepts a pruta. So Beis Shammai's might is a good kedushin if she's going to agree to it, because it's a good kedushin, because that's kesef. So when are we talking? If it's not talking pashta yada, ki kamina de kitcha b'layla inami de shav yishliach. He's mekadosh by night. She didn't see what she got, or the shav yishliach. She made a shliach, so she didn't see what she got. So Zakrib Zera, that's the whole Mishnah, the whole case in the Mishnah. If Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is dafka in this case of Kitcha B'layla Ayayidei Shliach, she didn't see what she received, and that's where the whole issue comes up. So what comes out from this Gemara, and this is probably Pash Pshat in the Gemara, is that there are two dinim in Kesef. There's one, the Torah sets a value of Kesef. So din Kesef, how much is the we call kesef de kra. What is the literal meaning of kesef? That's a pruta. In the maskana, that's a pruta according to everybody. In the havamina, it was a pruta according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai to dinner. That's kesef de kra. That's the absolute meaning of kesef is a pruta. Less than a pruta is never kesef, even if Isha says ladidi shavali, it's not. It's not kesef. Then, what? Then there's the fact that you have to get the woman to be maskim to the marriage. The woman has to be, she has to have be maskemes to the marriage. She has to agree to the marriage. So if she, in order to get her to agree to the marriage, you have to pay more. So you have to give more. So then, there was the second din of kesef kedushin is, it has to be an amount that she's maskim to. So you have to satisfy both. You have to satisfy that it should be kesef to crow, which is a pruta, and B, it should be a kesef that she's masking to, so that needs, according to Beis Shammai, a little more, according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, everyone needs a dinner, and it's not Rav Yanai, then it needs even more money. This is the Pashuk Shat in the Gemara. A little funny, what comes out, what's the machlekes now, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? What are they arguing in? Kesef Tikra, everyone agrees it's a pruta. That's what we're saying now in the Maskana Rav Zeira. So Kesef Tikra, everyone agrees it's a pruta. What are they arguing? Would a woman be maskim to do it for a pruta? Or is she makpid to get a dinner? So, take a poll. Find out what the ladies are makpid on. What? If the halacha is that kesef is kesef, So who cares if she wouldn't be masking? She took up a lila. Who cares if she wouldn't be masking? I'll have to see if that makes sense when we get to Tysus. Okay, she's saying a chiddush. Right, but certainly it needs a hesber. What are they arguing in? No, Beisil Beis Shammai. If they'll be arguing in the Gzeres HaKosev of Kesef, like the Havamina, what Kesef of the Pasuk is it? Pruto, is it dinner? So it's easy. It's not like it's in Halacha. But everyone agrees La Halacha Pruto is a Kesef. Kesef is a Pruto according to Rav Zeir. The arguing is. What are you arguing? Do we say Stam Noshim Amakbid on a dinner if you get a Belial? Alright, I don't know. You can figure that out. They should, I don't know, maybe Meshami City they were more Makbid, and Mesol City they were not Makbid. I don't know. It's a little hard to know what to argue. Okay, but Al-Kapanim, this is the Pshat and the Pasuk. Now, this is Pshat and the Gemara. Now, we had the beginning of the year, and numerous times since then, that there are two ways to teach kesef, either kesef shavius or kesef kin, either kesef perayin or kesef kin. That we said that there are two ways to understand what kinyan kesef is. One way is to understand that kinyan kesef is like a sudr. I could do a handkerchief. You give somebody a handkerchief, and with that he's mechayev himself. So that's called. If money is like the handkerchiefs, that's called kesef kinyan. You only give the money l'shem kinyan. It's not given l'shem pirat. That was the Taz shita, right? The Taz held that all money is kesef kinyan. Or you could understand that a kesef is pirai. Kesef pirai meant that when a person takes money for a kinyan kesef, he has to take it as payment for something. He has to take it in exchange for something, as a payment for something. That we call kesef pirai. So there are two ways to understand kinyan kesef. Either kesef kinyan, kesef pira. Now this lady comes and she says, you know, I'm very choshev, so I'm makbid on tarkava de dinri. I don't know exactly how much money that is, but a dinner is 192 prutas, so a dinner is about $1. So she wants a whole pile of dollars for kedushin. It's not even for $1 million. She just wants a lot of money, whatever. Now, if kesef is kesef pirayin, I understand. This lady is saying, look, when you give kedushin, you're giving it for pirayin. So you're giving me my value, so you know, I'm not asking for a prut or a dinner. I want a significant amount of money. If the kesef is kesef kinyan, what does it mean the lady is makbid, it should be worth more? If the kesef kinyan, what's the difference? Because kinyan is like giving a handkerchief. Or giving a little, what does it mean your makbid should be worth more? If I'm paying you for something, I understand you want to get paid more. But if it's just a formality, like picking up a handkerchief and putting it down again, so who cares? Like, well, what chashivas is there that it's worth a little more, it's worth a little less? Then that would have nothing to do with this machlaikis. If a person says, I'll only marry you if you give me $1 million. That's not the... We're talking here that everything else is settled. Now just the question is in the kinyan itself. Right? They settled whatever financial tenorim they have. We're not talking about tenorim. We're talking about in the kinyan kesef of the ring. Or of the kesef kedushin. So there, in the kesef, in the kinyan, she has to pay this. So what do you mean she has kepedus? If the money is given for shavius, I understand women have kepedus. If the money is given for kesef kinyan, so what do you mean you have kepedus? What's enough kamina?
The kesef is the kinyan. If she's makbid, then it's not considered kesef.
But what do you mean she's makbid? I mean, let's say you'll do a handkerchief with us. She's makbid, it should be a fancy handkerchief. I mean, it's just done to do the formality of the kinyan.
Okay, so that's her problem. She's saying that if it's anything less than it's not considered kesef, then we won't be the kinyan.
For kesef kinyan, why does she care? Why does she care? Why would she care in kesef kinyan what it is? She's, I'm more chashev, I need more for kesef kinyan? For kesef kinyan, I understand. For kesef kinyan? Piroi means you're giving something that symbolizes my shavius. So I'm sure I'm worth much more than anybody else. So if my shavius is more. So maybe that's the pshat. That really kesef is kesef kinyan. But the ladies don't know that. They know it's kesef kinyan. They think they're makbid because by them it has something to do with pirai. They didn't learn the machlekes of tasnis. But once she's makbid, it's hard to do kinyan mile kishen a mile because kinyan mile means if I'm asking to do it for this kinyan, it doesn't work with this, I'll do it with that. Here she's not maskemes. She's not. She doesn't agree to it at all.
She wants to do it with shavis, and he's doing it with kesef kinyan.
So he knows machlekes of tasnis. Then he may be doing a kesef kinyan. She's doing a kesef kinyan. Fine. It was still fit because the ma'isa she's ma'is, she's makpedes. So you can't do it until there's more.
By chalipnis, a chalipnis was also a ma'is that wanted to beat the money to beat it. It's the same
thing. Well, that's because chalipnis could be with pachs mefruta.
What's the difference with pachs mefruta?
You say by shamai the same thing, that since king kesef could be, you see, you can't do that. Because there's a custom says king kesef works. By chalipnis, you can do it. By kesef, you can't say kesef won't work since it's also the pachs.
So you can say this is our body, even though she's not really getting the shavis.
Why is there hakpada?
Same reason there's hakpada not to be kind of a chalim, because it could be done with less than a pruta.
But there's a hakpada on all chalipins. He can say there's a hakpada on all kiyari kesef, even for more money.
The whole point of chalipin, because chalipin could be done with less than a pruta. So
she's not asking for a kesef. A kesef
where you could actually, you could set it. So.
But where do you want to go with that? Where do you want to go with the svar? You want to go with the svar and say, therefore what?
So therefore, she could have a chalipin here by kesef, even though she's not really getting the shadi. So.
Oh, okay. You're saying this. All right, good. You know, you bring your wife from chalipin. Chalipin, where it's here. You're right. Okay. All right. So there's a chayra. So we have to learn. No, mask him. We're going to learn the Gemara like this. If you're kesef pirayin, then it's very easy. The Bante to Rabbiane will mark piron because the pirayin the shadis. If you're kesef kinyan. So how do you learn this Gemara? You learn that really kesef works for teres kinyan. But the ladies don't know that. She's makpid on more because in her mind this has something to do with her shavius. So in her mind she says, well, if everyone gets a pruto, everyone gets a dinner, I want more. So I want to have tarkava to dinner. I want to have a lot of money. So in her mind it works for teres shavius. And memela, she could be makpedes, whatever she wants. She says, I want more. This is the way I look at it. You give it to Shliach. If you give it to. Okay, that's a separate issue. It's a good question. Okay, so we have to be done. Is there such a thing, maybe? With less than Tarkava Dinri. That to be married with less than Tarkava Dinri. Because in her mind, it has a Chashivus. In her mind, it has. Now, we can learn this way. Okay, L'chayr, we can learn this way. That even though Kesef is really Kesef Kenyan, but in ladies' minds, it's more. The problem is the beginning of Taisus. Taisus Ken Isha Makpedes. Rashi and Taisus seem not to get along here on this daf. They seem to fight in every Taisus they have in a machlokes. We didn't have so many machlokes in Rashi and Taisus in the whole Masechta as we have in this daf. Right? I think in Amud Beis also it's machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Let's see. Shekein ishe makpedes al asbuk. Sakadai de Reb Zeira, filo pashta yada vikiblo, ka amar, deina mukadeshes. Hayil regila lahakbid al dinner. Vishum diksif kesef pekra. Lagabidi da lechashu kesef. Al davish regila bay lahakbid. First line of Taisus. Taisus explained the havamina of the Gemara. Okay, in the havamina of the Gemara, what are we talking about? The etzem din kesef. Kesef itself. Kesef itself, of the pasuk, now that's kesef kinyan for sure. I mean, if you hold kesef kinyan, it's nothing to do with the woman's mistake. They're arguing what's taich kesef in the pasuk. So Reb Zeira is saying, since women are makbid on a dinner, therefore that's the taich of kesef in the pasuk. No, what is he saying? Kesef to cross. So even if Pashta Yadav Kibla less than a dinar, it's no good in the Havamina. But this is going in the beginning of the Gemara, where we thought even if she accepts less than a dinar, it's no good. Why is it no good in the Havamina? Because the Kesef to cross is at least a dinner. Kesef to cross is at least a dinner. At that point, we're attaching the Pasuk. You'll have to say what? When we touch the word kesef in the Pasuk said kicha. Kicha means kesef. Which kesef are we talking about? We're talking like Beisil about a pruta, like Beishamai about a dinner. A dinner, a pruta everyone agrees is kesef kinyan. Why should a lady be makbid amor? Because ladies make mistakes and they think that it matters. We're going to touch kesef to kra that way? When you're touching what ladies think, you could say ladies make mistakes, so it means more. You're touching the kesef to kra. It says kicha kicha, teach you kesef. So we're saying that kesef is a dinner. Why? Because ladies are makbid on a dinner. If you hold kesef as kesef kinyan, why should ladies be makbid on a dinner? What's the difference? No, ladies make mistakes. So we're going to touch the pasuk based on the fact that ladies make mistakes. It's like gezeiras hakasuv, ladies are going to make mistakes. And we're touching the kesef to kra has to be a dinner because the ladies make errors, make mistakes. So something we're missing, no? You have what I'm saying. The Havamina of the Gemara, Beishamai still argue about kesef to kra, the first type of kesef, the minimum kesef. Now everywhere else, everyone agrees a pruta, by Gneva and by Mechachumemkar, everyone agrees that there's a share of pruta. Here, by Kedushin, there's a machlaikis, Beishamai b'sil, what is the kesef of the pasuk? B'sil says it's a pruta, Beishamai says it's a dinner. Why does Beishamai say a dinner? Because women are makbid. So therefore the Torah means dinner. Now, if you hold kesef as kesef shavius, I understand Beishamai. Women are makbid on a dinner, and therefore when the Torah said kesef kedushin, it said kicha kicha, which teaches us kesef, it means the greater amount. I have no problem. But if kesef is kesef kinyan, what does it mean ladies are makbid? Ladies are makbid. What do you mean they're makbid? It's kesef kinyan. It's like a handkerchief. What does it mean you're makbid? That's true. Some ladies, maybe all ladies, don't know that kesef is kesef kinyan. Therefore, they have all these kind of mistakes that it's more. But that's how you're attaching kesef to kra? You're attaching the pasuk based on ladies making mistakes?
It's not a part that you think that they're making. It looks that way. No matter what the halakha is, it looks that way.
It just happens to look that way. A shtar, because she's with shtar, she's not going to be makbid on the value of a shtar. The shtar is a shtar kinyan. Everyone knows it's not shavius. I understand. So kesef,
there's
a kasev that societally is going to work out this way. That the women are getting makbid on
it.
Didn't
it looks a certain way. So.
Okay. Let me just tell you how I would prefer to learn. If it says somewhere, it'll be good. If not, maybe I'm wrong. I would prefer, just to make it easy, I have two problems. One is, what's the machlekes Beisil and Beishamai? That's my first problem. Like, what are, according to Zeru, what are they arguing in? Are ladies makbid or aren't ladies makbid? Beisil says they're not makbid. Beishamai says they are. All right, go out and take a poll and see what ladies are makbid. So the first thing is, I didn't understand machlekes Beisil and Beishamai. Second thing is, if you hold kesef as kesef kinyan, if you hold that kesef as kesef kinyan, I don't understand Beishamai. Why is Beishamai saying that isha makpedes? It makes sense for a woman to be makbid if money is given for shavius. It makes sense. It's a bazillion for me. My shavius is a pruta. But if it's kesef kinyan, I don't understand. Therefore, it would seem logical to me to say that we can set aside the machlekes Beis Hillel and Beishamai is in this gufa. Beis Hillel will hold kesef is kesef kinyan, and since it's kesef, if they're maida, Beis Hillel's maida, ladies feel bad. It's just one pruta. I think any lady would feel bad. You're told we're going to get married. You know, I want to save a few bucks. I'll give you a pruta under the chuppah. I think most women would feel very bad. So probably more than they feel bad, they probably wouldn't show up for a pruta. So Beis Hillel's maida. Beis Hillel just says, look. Kesef is kesef kinyan, so it's a pruta. Beishamai holds kesef is kesef shavius, and therefore we take women's feelings into account. Memela, it's a dinner. And for Batei Drav Yanai, it's takav the dinri. because we're talking here about Kesef Shavius. This would seem to be a smooth way to learn the Machlek Space Hill and Beishamai.
Yeah.
But Pax Mosheva Pruta, you mean? A Chalipin. It's a B'zayin Torah less than a Pruta. But there, no, because there, by you mean by King Chalipin, which is certainly a Maisa Kenyan, he said that the women are Makpid on less than a Pruta. I, it's only a Maisa Kenyan. I'm not sure. It could be that since Kesef is a pruta, normal conditions with Kesef, so therefore it's normal conditions with Kesef, so therefore
it works this way.
Look, I'm moida that if a woman's makbid, it's not a kedusha. I'm moida to you. If a woman says, I don't want, you can't force her to want. Even if he's hill, if she doesn't want, she doesn't want. He's hill is moida to that. The question is only stama. Kitchabalaila, stama, what is it? So, in the stam case, if you have a chalipin that the women are makbid, so they're makbid, right? Okay. This is the, I think, this has to do with the Shaklavatari here on Pshat in Reb Zeira. Alright. There's a Pneshuas Kasha here in the Sugya. The Pneshu actually asked it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It's one of those famous Pneshuas. Pneshu asks, we're going to have later that even like this hill, if you Mekadish were less than a Pruta, it's a Safi Kedushin because Chayshina and Shema Shava Pruta B'madai. Right? That if you Mekadish a woman with Shava Kesef, if you give her something, and that shava kesef is worth less than a pruta, it's a suffik kedushin. Chayshin on shema shava pruta b'madai. Maybe it's worth a pruta somewhere. So to Pnei Yeshua, logically, according to Beis Shammai too, if you give mekadesh Yeshua less than a dinner, it should be the same suffik kedushin. Shema shava dinner b'madai. Maybe what I'm giving her, maybe it's worth a dinner in madai. So, according to Beis Shammai, when we say b'dinner, dinner means dinner is a vade kedushin. Less than a dinner is a safik kedushin. Okay, that's the way you have to learn. You have to learn the Mishnah. In fact, Pnei Yeshua, this Mishnah is considered kulei Beis Shammai and chumrei Beis Hillel. Places on Beis Amud Aleph brought from Masechtas Idias that this Mishnah is in one of those cases where Beis Shammai is mekel. They say under a dinner you're not an Eishes Ish. And Beis Hillel is Machmir, they say you are an Eishes Ish. So it's a Kula of Beis Shammai. First of Pnei Yeshua, what kind of Kula in Beis Shammai? If you're Mekadesh a woman with over a dinner, everyone agrees she's Mekadeshes. With under a Pruta, everyone agrees she's not Mekadeshes. They argue between Pruta and dinner. In between Pruta and dinner, like Beis Hillel, it's a Vade Kedushin. And like Beis Shammai, it's a Safi Kedushin. So that's not a kula to be suffik kedushin. That's not a kula. If you say under a dinner like Beis Shammai, she's not. It's nothing. It's vadei not mekudeshes. That would be a kula. But if you pop with a dinner of shema shava pruta b'madai, which l'chayru should apply to Beis Shammai too, shema shava dinner b'madai. So then shema shava dinner b'madai. So between a pruta and a dinner, she's a suffik mekudeshes like Beis Shammai. And a vadai mekudesh is like Beis Hillel. There's no kula in being a suffik mekudesh. What kula do you have? What's the kula? Someone is going to be bayil har is not going to be chayav misa. The kula is going to be that's it. But as far as being mutal shuk, it's not going to be a kula. I mean, megabe misa, maybe that's enough of a reason. What did Taisa say? Why is it a kula? But the Peshua time is that being a suffik mekudeshes nachinami. In the case where someone's mezane, it would be not a big nafkamina. But in the typical woman, there's not much of a nafkamina. If you're a suffik mekudeshes, a vade mekudesh. Matter of fact, the Peshua time is being a suffik mekudeshes is harder. You can't force him to support you. Because he'll say, maybe I'm not Mekudeshes, and you need a get. What? Why is it a cool to be less than a dinner? No, Safi Mekudeshes. Because Shema Shavuot dinner b'madai.
Even less than a pruta?
Less than a pruta. Well, if you chayshu Shema Shavuot pruta b'madai, like him, you should be chayshu Shema Shavuot dinner b'madai. It should be Safi Kedushin like everybody. Now, they're just theorized. The Pnei Yeshua says that Bishlam alayt the Rambam, it's not Shver. We'll have on your base the Rambam Shita. Shema Shavuot pruta b'madai is only something which could last till Mardai. The only things that could be taken to Mardai. So you could say that in typical things, we're not chayshu Shema Shava. If you give a Kaddisha with something, jewelry, you could always take to Mardai, but if it will be flowers or food, which won't last to Mardai. So he says, like the Rambam, is not true. But like all the other Rishainim, that will at least chayshu Shema Shava, Prut of Mardai, even if you can't get there, it's true. Yes?
You need 192 Prut to speak over dinner. So if you give 10
pruta,
it's clearly nowhere in the world
going to
be worth
the
dinner.
Maybe 100, you've got to stop it. Right? Should say a better term. I hear what you're saying. According to Reb Zeira, the whole kasha doesn't start. Because according to Reb Zeira, why do you need a dinner? Why do you need a dinner? According to Reb Zeira, why do you need a dinner? Because, huh? Because ladies, I'm but ladies say, this is what I want. So if you're going to tell me the reason Bishami is a dinner is because that's what ladies want, then you'll say to the lady, ladies, I don't want this, I want a dinner. You'll tell, yeah, but in Madai, you know, it's you can take it to Madai. Is that what she wants? Is that what she wants? It doesn't make sense. According to Reb Zeira's Pshat and Bishami, Kasha falls off. Because the whole thing we're talking about here is what ladies are makpidas on. Ladies say, I only want a dinner. I don't want to marry for less than a dinner. So you'll give her less and you'll say, yeah, you can take it to Mardai. She's not gonna, we don't assume she'll agree to that. She won't agree to that. So, what? But here it doesn't matter what it is. It could get there, it can get there. It's not nafkamina. The woman, it's a pasnish for her less than a dinner. So past the air, less than a dinner because you could take it to Mardai and there it's
something else is a place that's why maybe over there she wouldn't be able to have the
women. You know, chinami, if the women are not makfida, he said, well, I don't have a problem.
But
it's only similar to the Rambam in that the Rambam in one case yeah, one case not. And here you could think of a hecha timsa where yeah. But in a typical case here, no. If a woman wants a dinner because a pasnish less than a dinner, so being worth the dinner across the bridge is not going to, it won't make a difference to her. So according to Reb Zeira, the whole, this Reb Chaim Shalev, it says this in the Shari Chaim, Simon Aleph, I believe. He says that this whole Pnei Yeshua's Kasha falls off. According to Reb Zeira, it's very geschmack, that that according to Reb Zeira, Beishama is makbid on a dinner because that's what ladies want. If it's because that's what ladies want, so then if it's going to be shava fruta b'madai, that doesn't help for what the ladies want. They're not so freedom because it's worth more somewhere else. So it's a very good husband.
The
what?
Not
no, Bishil holds Pruta. Pashan Bishil is that Pruta is Kesef Dekra, and that makes Kedushin. If a woman's Makbid, it's up to her to watch out for herself. Halacha doesn't watch out for her. Halacha says Pruta. If she doesn't want to take something else, let her not take it. If she took it by night, it's her tough luck. Halacha doesn't guard her for her Kepegas. That's Pashan Bishil. No, Pashan Pruta is Kesef Dekra. That's not because she doesn't want. Yeah, even if she wants less than a fruta, it won't be a kedusha. Right? But, so this is like Reb Zeira. Now, I told you when we started, they say Reb Zeira is only one pshat in Meshamei. We're going to have two more, Reb Yosef, and then Yamid Beis will have a third pshat. But at least according to Reb Zeira, the Pnei Yeshua's kasha comes off. Now, before we go on to Reb Yosef, we have to understand what we walk away with from this Gemara. Now, first of all, let me tell you, Ramesha writes, he writes Pashatu, that this Gemara is lahalacha, even though it's Beishanai, what does that do with halacha? But the question of Vantai de Rabbi Anai is lahalacha. What would be by Vantai de Rabbi Anai if today you would have Vantai de Rabbi Anai, and she would say, I'm willing to take a pruta, of course it's good. No shayla. Push the other, come to Kedushin, it's good. If Bante de Rabbi Anai is Makabal Balaila or Shav Yishliach, what's the din? So that's Tali, Zakr of Maisha, and this Gemara. This Gemara happens to go to Beis Shammai, who holds dinner. All right, so we have to substitute pruta for dinner. But the question of Bante de Rabbi Anai is the same. So we have to see Lamaskana. What would be the din of Bante de Rabbi Anai? We're going to try to figure out what would be the din by Bante de Rabbi Anai if they got less than a fruit, less than what they normally like, and it was in a way that they didn't know. Balai law through a shliach. Now, before we start, I just want to point out: do we have any Bante de Rabbi Anai nowadays? No. I think we have a lot of Bante de Rabbi Anais today, because I think all the women today are not masking with a pruta. No. Would any normal woman today be masking? You'll tell her, listen, we're going to give you a kedushin under the chuppah. I'm going to give you a pruta. Would any woman be masking to that nowadays? Some not. What?
You
mean they're lamdanim, they know it's Kesef Kenyan today? I'm estimating that most girls today, if you told them, listen, under the chuppah, I'm going to give you, it's going to be worth a shavu pruta. I'm guessing most of them would be makdi in that kizas. It's worth a pruta? You think they'd be masking to that? I don't know. My estimation of women is not that way. Maybe your estimation is better. I don't know. I don't know. I think today all the women are like Bante de Rabbi Anai, no? Well, nobody agrees with me. Huh? My estimation is today none of the women would be masking under the chuppah if you told them, listen, we were short on cash, and for the ring of the Kedushin, I'm going to use a plastic ring. It's worth a pruta, don't worry. We checked it out. It's worth a pruta, but everybody's share of pruta. I don't think she'd agree. No? That's true. The Rama says that. But the Rama says, because for chayshish, the ring might really be in the chayshish underneath.
So you see that she's not masking.
Yeah, she's really masking. But remember, we're only talking about bezyanus. We're talking about kavod zach. Kavod. How much do you think takavod the dinri is already? I don't know. Maybe. Three kavim. I don't know. If they're ready under the chuppah and the photographer took pictures already and the caterer cooked already, it's like one thing. But I don't think that for Ritzayim, I don't think that's what they're asking to. You think they're asking? Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. I don't know, $30, $40, but a woman. It's chashuv because that's like all kavod zachin. It just has to do. But it's a bezayin that her husband wants to give her less. That's a bezayin. And from pruta to dinner, how much is it? The dinner is 192 prutas. So it's so much more. 100 instead of a penny, 192 pennies. It's, I don't know what. We spoke out. Pruta is probably half a penny, right? Except for the smah, but. Okay, look, we'll be down today on Bante de Rabbi Anai. Whether it applies to the girls today, we could argue about a different time. My estimation is that there would be makpidais on a pruta, but all right. All right, let's be down on Bante de Rabbi Anai, okay? What's the maskana? Bante de Rabbi Anai made a shliach. Oh, we have to talk about two cases, Laila and shliach. Let's talk about Laila, it's easier. We'll talk about shliach here. Bante de Rabbi Anai went, but Laila, and was Makabal Kedushin. And there were two Edim. It was light enough for the Edim to see what was going on. But it wasn't light enough for her to see exactly what she was getting. So she accepted something. She took it willingly. And the next day, she wakes up in the morning and it's not the Tarkava de Devi. Right? So that's the Gemara Shad. What's the din by Bante de Rabbi Yanai where it's less than Tarkava de Devi? So what do we say now?
You say that the das was on what she's getting, or was it that the fact that she was becoming an isha, that's what she accepted? She didn't really care.
Okay, hold on. You may be right in Svara, but one second. First, I just want to see what Rashi and Taisus say here, and then we're going to deal with Svara because it's talking going to be a very big discrepancy between the two and the Maskana. All right, so let's see. Taisus, halfway through Taisus, so Pirish Bekuntres. Taisus Shekein Isha. Just about halfway through, Pirish HaKunchis, the Bante de Rabbi Yanai hechad the Shavu Shliach, lo yav a kedushin el adavka b'tarkava de dinu. Rashi Shita is that in this case it's not a kedushin. She's got to receive tarkava de dinri. She doesn't receive the karva de dinri. It's ice kedushin. Mekosh. Tais doesn't like Rashi's pshat. Dimkein nasata devarecha l'shiurim. You're going to make your words are totally in being mishayir every time. Even does lina basa kolachas achas lefi daita. Can't have such a thing. What's Taisus kasha? Poshpshat and Taisus kasha is we can't have a system where every time you have kedushin, bezna has to sit down and scratch his head and figure out what this lady what she wants. Besides the rachas shiur, we can't do that. And he brings some gittin and cheskes habatim, and therefore Taisus argues, and Taisus says. The kitsh of Lili Nami the Shavish Lech Oskulan Shavais, the Pachas Medin, her Ainu Mukunis Kadeshes. Was any Yatis Makal Sharnashim, then Yadish Lay Nushliach Alkamai Sharnashim. Taisa says at the end that Taisa Shita is that even Bante Drabiana, if she takes it at night, goes with the rule of a dinner. Or Ladidan, the rule of a prut. Okay. So we have Machlex Rashi and Taisa. La Halacha. Bante Drabiana. Took it at night. And they didn't look at how much it was. Rashi holds you need to cover the dinri. Taisus holds a pruta, or a dinner like Vishana. Which is more mustaver, as he started saying? Because?
Obviously they accepted it.
She accepted it. Since she went at night and she accepted whatever she was getting, she didn't, if she would have said, this better be a takava de dinri. If she says something like that, then of course it's not a condition. She accepted it quietly at night. So since she accepted it quietly at night, so she took it for whatever it is, for the better or the worse, and whatever she got, she got. So Taisus holds it's with a dinner. Rashi holds. No. Rashi holds that we shots up our das, make an umdinaf hadas. Since her das is takava de dinri, so therefore Rashi holds that it's not a kedushin with less than takava de dinri because that's what they want. L'chayra, we would have such a case if you mekadesh isha under the chuppah with a ring, and I'm assuming the ladies today are makpid, the makpidais, that they get whatever's a normal ring for marriage. So let's say a normal ring under the chuppah is a $40 ring, and she gets the ring, and then later on she finds out that the ring is just plated really underneath, it's a piece of metal. So now, would that be a good kedushin? It's actually, this case is even a little worse, because here she was fooled. She may have been fooled into thinking it's more. Well, let's say, just for argument's sake, she realized she doesn't know what it is. She got it. She wasn't told it's silver, it's gold. So L'chaira, according to Rashi, if she accepted it without shutting it up, it doesn't help. You need Tarkava de Dinri, because that's what she's makbid. So nowadays women are makbid on that, so they'd be makbid. According to Taisvis, no. If she didn't say anything, she just took the ring, so she's Mekadesha, so whatever she got. She's makbid, because she's makbid L'chatchila, but she accepted it. I don't know why she accepted it. She accepted it.
She accepted it.
Well, she accepted it. She didn't know what it was.
But
like, oh, yeah.
You might, but you want to see it.
So she accepted it, right, that she's not mahatir. So if she could see clearly, that would push the yada. If she can't see clearly, then not. It seems to be that this is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Certainly Belalia.
You need to get what the normal woman gets.
Even according to Tosfos, you have to get what the normal woman gets in this society or whatever.
Give
her a plastic ring if everybody gets gold. This is talking a little stage above that. She wants an $80 ring and normal people get 40. And he gave her 40. Yeah. You're right, because Tosfos says dinner, which according to Beis Shammai is what normal people get. Right, so it comes out maybe. So then what are you saying? That really Tosfos would agree with Rashi. Everyone agrees less than a dinner is no good. Because everyone gets a dinner. So it could be our case is worse. Right, so I have to backtrack again. We have the Gemara's case, Tosfos' case. Tosfos' case is Takrava de Dinri, Yamachlex Rashi Tosfos. We can declare what would be the din in a case nowadays where a person got less. There's room to declare if by us how much the women are makbid. All right, again, I get stuck every time I go to our case. You're right, it's a little different than the Gemara's case. Okay, but anyway, we have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos klar. Rashi holds that it depends on the woman. Tosfos holds it's always a dinner. Tosfos says to Rashi that Nasata Levarech L'Shirin. How could you have such a system with Nasata Levarech L'Shirin? So the Hamakne answers that it's not Nasata Levarech L'Shirin. It's a system where if she was Megala Hadas beforehand, like Bante Drivianai, she said what she wants beforehand, then we go according to what she said. If she didn't say, then Taka, Tosfos is right. We don't shots up Stamazai, a woman, maybe she wants more. It has to be a case where there was a Gili Das beforehand as to what she wants. In the Mela, there's a Gili Das that by Bante Dramiana, so therefore you need two kavs, three kav of Dibri. Okay. There's one more Nakuda in this Gemara, and that is the case of Shavi Shliach. And this is, it's a little hard. What's the case of Shavi Shliach? A woman makes a Shliach to be Makabal Kedushin for her. She is Bante Derab Yanai. She's always Makbid on Takava de Dinri. She made a Shliach, and the Shliach went and accepted less. So the Gemara is saying that it would not be a good Kedushin, according to the way Rashi learns, and according to Bebe Shammai, if it's less than a dinner, it's not a good Kedushin. Okay? So just help cup with me. What's the case? A woman makes a shliach to Mikabel Kedushin. And she's Bante Derab Yanai. What did she tell the shliach? Did she tell the shliach, you better get me Tarkava de Dinri? Is that the case? No. Because if she said, do it and get me Tarkava de Dinri, there would be no shaila that she's only a shliach for three kavim of Dinri. That's not the case. So what did she tell the shliach? I said, she just said nothing. She said, be my shliach, go get Kedushin to me. Okay? So, Rav Moshe writes that it's a little hard here figuring out the case. What's the case of Shavu Shliach? It has to be talking that she made a shliach stoma. Now, who's the shliach? If the shliach doesn't know her, let's say the shliach doesn't know her. She called the car service and she got a bar shlichus. So go drive and get me Kedushin. The shliach doesn't know her, and she didn't say anything. So then avada to Kedushin with whatever he gets. That's like Pashto Yadav, the Kibla Kedushin. If she sent someone to accept Kedushin, so she didn't tell the person anything, the person had no way of knowing anything about her. So of course, she made a shliach to get whatever you get. That's like Pashto Yadav, the Kibla Kedushin. What? Maybe you're right. Okay, let me finish what Ramesh says. So Ramesh says, if the person doesn't know her, so then it's avad, it's a kedushin, whatever you get. If the person does know her and knows that she's makbid on takava de dinri, if the person does know her, so mamanashach, if the person does know her, why did he take less? Why did he take less? So you have two possibilities. Either he took less and he knows she's not happy with it, well, that's easy. If somebody makes me a shliach and I do something I know the person who sent me is not happy with, so it's also a poshet, it's not a shlichus. Selamai must be a third possibility. That she knows the person is not going to take over the dinri, and she shuts up, she took a little less, because she shuts up, she'll be masking for a little less. Now, should that be a good kedushin or not? Huh? A woman who's normally makban and takavid dinri makes a shliach. The shliach goes. The chazan's willing to give only a little less. So she shuts us up, the person wouldn't be makbid. Should that be a good kedushin? The Gemara says on Daf Mem Aleph, beginning of the second parak, that if I make you a shliach to separate truma from my tevel, and you, I didn't tell you how much to separate. You all know that truma could be a 40th, a 50th, a 60th. I make you a shliach to separate truma. Your job is to shatz up my das. You're supposed to do what you think I would want. If you shatz up my das and you were wrong, either you thought I'm more generous than I really am, or you thought I'm more stingy, truma say truma, the Gemara says. Because the shliach could say, look, you made me a shliach to shatz up your das. B'hachi amadaticha, I did the shlichus. The shlichus was, I should figure out what you would want. And this is what I figure you would want. B'hachi amadaticha. This is what I figured you want. So the Gemara says it's a good truma. So if you make a shliach, and the shliach tries to shatz up what the person would have wanted, then whatever he does is chal, because that's part of his shlichus. So it turns out... why? A Ramesh assumes it would be the same with any shlichus.
You have choices.
Some women, you know, you want a certain price. You're selling something. You want a price. You go down a little bit, so you can shut up. She's not going to take kavah de dinri. Okay, one kavah de dinri she won't take, but maybe you know for a few. If it's a few dinri. Yeah, but maybe a little, well, the shliach must have assumed that she would be masking for a little less. Otherwise, why did the shliach think? Okay. Remember, she didn't tell the shliach, get me a takava de dinri. It's just we know that this family is makdik. So what did the shliach was going through the shliach's mind?
If the shliach knows that he only gives 50, then he gives 140, 160, he would be good.
No.
So what's the difference?
Because there's no second party. So there's no b'hachi amadaticha that looks like negotiations. Here, you're going, the man is only willing to give less. You see, the point is, what's the case? If the shliach knew I'm doing now what I was sent for, so of course it's not a shlichus. It must be the shliach thought that you should be masking. Otherwise, you know, what's the case? If you're right, so then it's certainly shver. What is the case of shliach? If the shliach didn't know, it's bante de Rabbi Anai. So then, if you make a shliach stoma, it's a dinner or a pruta for both yourself. If he did know, then it's takava de dinri. You can't make if a shliach does different than a shliach, it's not chal. So, what's the echatimtza?
It's a little less than a pruta also. You see the same thing. The whole problem.
But that's kesef tekra. See, that you can't start off with. Like I said in the beginning, there are two dinim in kesef. There's kesef tekra, which is absolute. It can't be the tiniest bit less. That's the cost. And then there's what you would be masking to. So Ramesha says there's a problem what the case of Shavi Shliach is, because since you need Dine Shlichus, it's not clear what's the case of Shavi Shliach, and she took a little less, and it should be totally in this whole the whole Nachlaik Santa Gemara. Yanki is saying maybe the case is that she made a Shliach Stama, and she relied that the Chosn knows that she's always Makban Atakava de Dinri, and Mela. So that could be the case where we're saying that you need takava de dinri like Rashi, and like Beis Shah, and like Taisvis, it could be even a dinner. It could be that Pshah. Rav Moshe Tahara Pei Zayin, if you want to look at it inside, he struggles to figure out the case. He does say something at the end, not sure how to work it out. But he struggles. What's the case of Shavi Shliach? Maybe this would be a good case. If you make Stama Shliach, and the Chassan knows that this is a Bante Rabbi Anai, so. Okay, so everything we've dealt with today is Pshat. Shana in the Gemara. Let's just start Rabbi Yosef. Tomorrow maybe I'll come back with a little shtickle Torah still on the previous Gemara. Let's just start Rabbi Yosef Amar Tamayu de Beishamai Kid Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ravasi. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ravasi Kol Kesef Amar B'Tayra Kesef Tzuri V'shal Devrayim Kesef Medin. It's the second shot of Rabbi Yosef in Beishamai. Rabbi Yosef is the second shot of Beishamai that Kesef normally Kesef Shal Devrayim is Kesef Medina. Kesef B'Tayra is Kesef Tzuri. You have to know there are a number of coins in Shas. There's Pruta, which is the smallest coin that's made out of copper. Then more than that, the next one is, I believe, a Pundian. Pundian is also made out of copper. Then above that comes Ma, Mem, Ayin, He. The word Ma'is comes from the word Ma. Ma is the lowest coin of silver. And then above that comes Dinner. Dinner is also silver. And I believe it goes six prutas is a pundian. Two pundian is a ma. And six pruta is a pundian. Two pundian is a ma. That's 12. Now from ma to dinner we have to get to 192. So do the math yourself. Right, you go six. Right, there's six prutas and a pundian. That means in a ma there are 12. So we go from 12 to 192. Does it work out easily? 16. Okay. So it would be 16. 16 times 12 is 192. Okay. 16 ma and a dinner. It could be there's some coin in between two that are missing. But basically, these are the way the numbers work. The Kesef Tzuri are coins that are made out of silver. The smallest Kesef Tzuri coin is a ma. And Kol Kesef Amar B'Tayra Kesef Tzuri Shal Devrayim Kesef Medina. So now the Gemara in the Maskana is not going to stick with this. But this is what the Gemara thinks now, that Stam Kesef in the Torah is that way. Now Rashi says, just to understand the Rashi, Shal Devrayim Kesef Medina, Makam Mefarish La Kesef Medina, Shminah Shebe Kesef Tzuri, Im Sela Hu Shminah Shebe Sela Tzuri, Vim Dinah Hu Shminah Shebe Dinah Tzuri. Hilkach, Prutis Le Pruta Le Matzis Le Meimer. Now this part of Rashi, Hilkach Pruta Le Matzis Le Meimer, Lefishi Hi Shel Nechayshis. Okay, Prutis Kapa. U Bitzuri Met Beishel Nechayshis Lecha. So what's the smallest coin in Tzuri? It's the Ma. So why is it a Ma? Why does Beishamay say dinner? They say go Kesef Tzuri, why isn't it a ma? That's why Rashi adds these words. Ob kiddushin kesef ksiv, the kichem is gemiri. By kiddushin it has to be kesef. The kivan da fikte mepruta alma vidin chashiv is by ukmua dinner kidal kama. This line in Rashi is answering a kasha. Rashi thought we know the coins. In the time of Rashi it was known. We thought Rashi, we know that Ma is the smallest one in Kesef Tzuri. So obvious kasha, why dinner? So Rashi says this chiddush. Once it's not a pruta, so it's got to be something chashiv. Ukmua dinner, kidal kaman. So then we automatically jump to dinner, which is more chashiv than a Ma. That's al kaponim. This is Rabbi Yosef. All right. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll get back to Rabbi Yosef. If you want, there's a in the Avni Malu in Chav Zayin Aleph, when he talks about Kesef Piron and Kesef Kinyan, he brings a raya from Rabbi Yosef, the Rashman here in the Sugya Rabbi Yosef. Tomorrow, please cover.